The Blue Jays in New York to take on the Yankees. Before the game, the Yankees presenting Aaron Judge with a Waterford Crystal Gavel in honor of setting the all-time rookie home run record.
We pick it up in the third with Jordan Montgomery on the hill facing Ryan Goins.
Here's a 3-1. Swung on, a high fly to right. Toward the line goes Austin into the corner, and it lands. I don't know if he made the catch. He ran out of my view, I wasn't looking at the monitor. Were you?
He ran into the wall, and he's lying down. He runs into the wall. He is getting up. And Joe Girardi and Steve Donaghy were running out, but I think he's okay. He ran full force. He caught the ball, ran full force into the wall, and dropped the ball, and was landed on his back. He got up. He's walking around.
Oh, he tried a basket catch, and the ball came out of the basket. Oh. And then he banged into the wall, and really banged because he was running very hard.
No, he's having none of the trainers coming in, but he hit his face. He ran in hit his face.
And the 1-1 swung on and hit in the air to deep left. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Matt Holliday ties the game with a line drive deep in the seats in left. Happy Holliday. Happy Holliday. Oh, that Matt has bat. He crushes a home run to tie the game at 1. To Goins. And the pitch is grounded weakly in front of the plate. Roman Fields has to throw to first in time, and the run scores. And that ball was like a bunt. It was a full swing, but a dribbler in front of the plate. But Roman had to field it. He was too far out in front of the plate to make a play. So that is a 2-3 and an RBI for Goins. And the payoff. Swung on, a high pop to shallow left center. Arena out calling. He makes the catch. Ball game over. Toronto wins.
The Blue Jays win the last game of the regular season, taking it 2-1. They finish with a 76-86 record. Brett Anderson pitches well. He gets a no decision, going 5 scoreless frames. Jordan Montgomery allows just a run in 5 1/3 innings of work. The Yankees, meanwhile, are on to the postseason. They'll host the AL wildcard game on Tuesday against the Twins. The Yankees are on to the postseason. They'll host the AL wildcard game on Tuesday. Manager Joe Girardi spoke after.
Just the consistency of all his pitches again. I thought he had everything working for the most part today, and we knew that we weren't going to extend him too far. But really, I mean, he threw the ball extremely well.
How encouraged are you by what you've seen from him this season?
We're real encouraged by what he's done and the progress that he's made. And, you know, his schedule was somewhat interrupted in the middle because we were trying to cut back on his innings, and I thought he handled that really well. And so I thought he had an impressive year.
When you mentioned the progress, what stood out to you the most about the strides that he has made?
Just some of the bounce backs that he had. When he did have a bad start, he was able to rebound. The improvement of his slider, I thought, was pretty big for him down the stretch here. For the most part, he was fastball, curveball, changeup, and he had a slider, but he didn't throw it as much, and I thought that improved a lot.
I know you didn't get to see him a lot, but Warren pitched again today. Do you feel comfortable with where he's
Yeah, going? I mean, that's some decisions that we're going to have to make. I thought he threw the ball really well today, so, you know, we'll sit down and talk about what our roster is going to be.
Who else? George.
Joe, I forgot before the game. Ellsbury fouled the ball off his foot yesterday. Is he okay?
He's fine, yeah.
Mike?
Joe, a couple things. Is Montgomery available, going to be available to pitch in the postseason, or is he done?
No, he's available.
Okay, and then you guys announced you're going to put up protective netting.
Yeah.
What does that mean for the franchise?
Well, as I said earlier, you know, a couple weeks ago, and I've talked it a number of times, I think anything that keeps our fans safe is good. The ball is extremely hard, and sometimes reaction time isn't good, and sometimes they're blinded by the fan in front. So anything that keeps them safe, I'm all for.
Randy?
There's reports that Terry Collins is resigning for the Mets. You managed against him a long time. I don't know if you have a relationship with him, but what's your thoughts on him as a manager?
I have a lot of respect for what he's done. I thought he did a really good job. Led him to a World Series, the playoffs a couple times. You know, obviously they went through a lot of injuries this year. But I have a lot of respect for him, the way he goes about the game. I think he's extremely knowledgeable. I think he's a great baseball man, and whatever happens to him, I will always pull for him.
Eric.
Joe, you said you guys will meet to talk about what the roster will look like. Can you kind of, I'm not asking for specifics, but handicap, like how many decisions do you have to?
We probably have a couple to make. You know, I talked about that we'd take 9 or 10 pitchers and probably, 15 position players. So there's a couple spots that we want to look at.
Jordan Montgomery pitched well. He allows 1 run in 5 1/3 frames. He spoke after.
Could always do better, but that's a good spot to start at.
Joe talked about some of the progress you made. What type of strides do you feel like you've made throughout the course of this season?
Just settling into games, trusting my stuff, and really just not overthinking anything, just going out there and just competing.
The Blue Jays finished their season 76-86. Up next, the Yankees host the AL Wild Card game on Tuesday against the Twins.